Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Sierra Devay, and Alana. Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, girl. How are you? I'm awesome.
You're like, did you have my mic on yet or not?
You're good, girl.
Oh, this is such a wonderful, wonderful Friday. I just have to say, probably because, well, okay, I already know what's happening on your side of the country because I just happened to peep at the news really early this morning. You had, what, like 80-degree or 90-degree days or something?
Girl, it was like almost 100 today. What the hell? Yeah.
I'll say I probably wouldn't have liked that so soon.
It was amazing. It's amazing. I've got my whole week planned next week. I'm going to be tanning every day. I'll let my neighbors know so they're ready. Well, I am so goddamn white. I am Nordic right now, girl. My fake tanner wore off, and I'm, like, translucent. So
yeah,
I need
you say that
sun.
Until you come to the East Coast.
I'm in the color of the snow.
We've had, like, beautiful days, and the sun is out, and, you know, if it's warm. We're not wearing coats anymore. It's not as warm as you, but we're warm enough that
nice.
We're not wearing coats. So...
That's
I'm happy. But everybody in the Midwest is not having so much fun, so sorry, guys. They haven't got it yet. But,
oh,
okay,
no.
So I know, I just had to say that because it just was such a beautiful day. But I'm sorry, guys. You know what? I know you think, hey, wait a minute, are we listening to the weather? No, you are not listening to the weather. You are listening to the Down Low. And, wow, my board looks so updated. This is so strange. Everything looks a little... Sorry, guys. My board is a little bit updated. So if I throw off here a little bit, it's because things look slightly different. I hate when
Ooh.
You get updates.
That's true.
And they're very slight, too. It's not like a whole major thing. They're very slight things. So, but you're listening to The Down Low, and I am your host, Sierra Devay, and I have with me the beautiful Alana Evans. And
Yay.
We're going to have some fun.
Yes, definitely.
You know, if you want to call in, all you have to do is dial 646-595-4038 and press 1 to talk to one of us. Or you can join us in the chat room. And I see we already have some guests in the chat room, so I'm just going to give you all a big shout out. Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
But, before we get into our topic for this week, since I know we have a short time, so I'll get, like, right to the point, I guess. I'll kind of get right to the point. I guess I've gone all the way around the point so far, haven't I?
That's right.
Okay, so I'll get to the point. Okay, I'm not going to get to the point yet. I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait for a minute. Ha! Tease you again.
Damn it.
So even I confused myself for a minute there. I wanted to recap last week, because, Alana, you were with us last week, so
yes.
Yay.
Last
week we were, we had a good time last week. Last week we had a little bit of fun with, what was it? Oh, yeah, rules and precautions, right, and secret affairs and things
That's
you
right.
should do and things you shouldn't do. As you
exactly.
all know, we go back and forth between talking about, you know, from the mistress' point of view, though mostly we're talking from the mistress' point of view, not from everybody else's point of view. But every once in a while, I like to include everybody else, too. So last week.
That's awesome.
Last week, yeah, just every once in a while. But last week, you know, we had to go back to, you know, yours truly, the mistress. So, but
okay.
we're going to stray again this week. But last week, I think it was informative for some. We're going to stray just a little bit, but not by much.
Okay.
Yeah, not
All
by
right.
much, really. We're just giving a well-rounded argument. How's that?
Now I'm curious about that. That's okay.
Yeah, we're just doing kind of a well-rounded, not that we necessarily agree with this. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with this topic at all.
Yeah. All right, good.
Not agreeing with it in any way, just to let you know. But, you know, got to talk about it because it happens, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying it. Just you have to talk about it because it happens. I'm not saying that any of the things that we talk about tonight, I suggested you go do. Well, no, there may be a few, but I don't know. Some of them are just like, really? Did you think about this? Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But anyway, so last week we talked about rules and precautions because you know what? As a mistress, you know, you have your place.
Yeah.
Everyone in this relationship has their place. It's nice to know that you have a place somewhere before, you know, you go into something and you get blindsided with, oh, my God, you know. But you should know. You should, yeah, it's easier if you have a place. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm just happy to listen. I just want to say hi to everybody listening to us out there. Hey, guys. You're popping up on the screen here, and it's kind of funny because, okay, I have to admit, my board – you're probably going, what the hell is she looking at? My board has changed slightly, and if anybody has ever, if you ever remember the electronic game Simon Says, do you know which one I'm talking about?
The Simon Says game? The
round
thing?
The right
ones? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, right now, that's what my board looks like.
Whoa.
And it's got the colors and everything. I'm like, what the hell? Okay, everything is a little bit, you know, bluer. It's just a little bit different.
That's
I apologize. I will get it together.
It's all in that glass of wine.
it must be. It's really just the colors. They're just like slightly different. I'm like, why is that so bright? Okay, they're just slightly
awesome.
Different. If only you could see what I'm seeing right now. I'm going, why is that so much bigger over there?
Not
okay,
way
yeah,
bigger over there.
Great one. Okay, so, well, tonight we're going to talk about, well, you know, what really came to me was, and I think you and James talked about this earlier today. Now, how do you pronounce this child's name? Stiviano? Stiviano?
I think it's Stiviano.
Stiviano.
Stiviano. Whatever her first name is, she's too good to let us all know, so it's a breezy
name. How about girl with a made-up Italian name?
Yes, exactly.
who's obviously Asian, but made up Italian. She's Asian, right? Or is
I
it
think,
really,
I
really bad Mexican?
She is actually mixed. She is partially black. She's part black. Yes.
Well, you know,
yes.
Good for her for coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Though she probably
right?
took a really hard nosedive, but...
Oh, man, totally. It, the whole conspiracy...
I'm not condoning this in any way.
It blew up in her face in the worst way. You know, we all know what she did recording their conversations and you know,
yes.
That's just shady. Is this where
that's
we're going?
That's just shady, period. Yes, to even do that is just shady,
I would never
period.
Do that. Yeah. You and I are not those kind of... kind of women to trap our man in a situation like that where we need some sort of evidence or whatever, you know, it is, and record the person that we're with during our conversations. That's disgusting.
Okay, I have to do something really quick, and if I should happen to drop out, I'll be right back because something is not looking right here, okay? I'm sorry. I told you this board is looking kind of crazy to me right now. Just, okay, something is not. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe if I just do this.
Uh-oh.
Because I can't see. No, that's not working. It's freaking me out, man. Okay, sorry, guys. If I should happen to drop out, don't worry. I'll be right back. But anyway.
All right. I was just talking.
Yeah, you just keep talking. I have no idea.
I love it. I love it. Well, tonight, you know, what we're talking about, obviously.
I'm hoping that I'm not dropping out here.
No, I hear you just fine. I hear you just fine.
Okay.
But,
okay,
you know,
so,
we're good.
Yeah. Well, if we happen to drop out, then I'll be right back. But, yes, her name is, okay, say it for me again, because Tamisha,
it's
I guess,
V,
you know what, I refuse to learn it. That's the problem.
Right, it's V. Stiviano.
V. Stiviano.
Is Donald Sterling's on again, off again mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, at one time, she was actually his employee. She was on payroll.
See, that's
she
what I don't get. Is she his employee, or is she his
she
mistress?
Was. Well, obviously
okay, so
both.
But she still has,
you
she
know,
has yet to say, hey, look, she hasn't said, hey, look, I actually slept with him, right? She hasn't actually come out and said that yet, has she?
No. I'm not really sure. Obviously, she was his companion, his confidant. She, I believe, even said she was his muse. They had a very serious relationship. She absolutely was.
Right.
The other woman, but my personal thing is I think he was probably doing so much for her that for tax reasons he put her on the payroll as an employee so she could properly
claim all of
the gifts and the money.
I don't think she was ever any kind of, you know, I'm looking at her, I'm like, she was never any kind of assistant. Come on, please. I don't believe that at all. I just don't.
She was holding his balls at the basketball game. Like that. Now, which ball?
You know what, her hand was pretty far in there.
Man,
exactly. Right.
Exactly. So his wife is suing her, and the trial started this week. And
mm-hmm.
Is this what we're basing our conversation around? Because I definitely
this is actually what brought it, because I've known about suing the mistress thing for a while, but this coming back into the news, and, you know, come on, let's face it, celebrity gossip is pretty juicy, especially when it's this type of celebrity gossip.
Exactly.
It brought all of that back, and, you know, even though they're not so far saying that the wife is not necessarily suing for the breakup of her marriage, but so much of the gifts that he gave her.
Right.
So she's found a way she's found a loophole somewhere is basically what it's come down to.
Exactly. But here's how I feel, you know, and I don't know anything about their prenuptial agreement or what, you know, the rules are written between them, if they even had one. But this is a man who I believe is worth over $1 billion. At least
mm-hmm.
billions of dollars. So him giving this woman $2.5 million worth in gifts and money, which she was his employee, is a drop in the bucket compared to their fortune. He has
it was just pocket change for him.
Drop
it was
in
nothing.
The bucket. It's pocket change. So
it didn't affect anybody in any way.
Nope.
Yeah.
And he has the right to spend his pocket change however he chooses. And his wife, I personally believe, is going to lose. I think this is going to be a Hail Mary for the mistresses because it's nothing compared to their fortune. And she was an employee. She was an employee.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that money back. And Donald was smart for doing that. That's what
I
think,
guys,
anyway.
You know what? I'm not sure. What do I think about it? You know, on one hand, I don't think she's going to win either.
Yeah.
Probably because the other reason I don't think that in particular she's not going to win is that they have been separated for a very long time. It's not like they were living together.
Exactly.
They have been separated for a long time. So it's
and
not like, you know, they were living together and he met this girl. No, they were already separated.
Right. there you go. Then she's done. And, you know, the other thing is it wasn't secretive. She's sitting courtside with him.
It wasn't secretive. It was absolutely out there. Everybody knew it. This was not a secret to anyone. And
exactly.
I think, it's different if it was a secret to everybody, but this is completely not a secret to anyone. You know what, guys? We're going to take a quick break. Yes, somehow I've got a hold of my board. I wrangled it, and I made it my bit.
Yeah!
So, so now that I've done that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to go to radio announcements here for just a quick moment, and then we're going to come back, and we have some more to talk about, and we're going to accept some calls a little bit later. So, we will be right back here, and here is Angela with our Dollhouse announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Hello, hello, everybody. We are back. I'm very happy to be back. And this is the Down Low here on Dollhouse Radio. And I am your host, Sierra Devi. And here with me is Alana Evans. Hey, Alana.
Hey, boo.
I cut you off for a second, didn't I?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I was coming back from my position and already.
Already, I know, you know, it's so funny because, like, when you're listening, you get so lost in Angela's voice for a minute. I don't know if you do, but I do. I get lost because she has that sexy voice thing going, ugh. She's got
Absolutely.
The sexy voice, so I get lost in her voice for a minute. We love your announcements.
Yes.
I wish I could sound like that.
Oh, but you do. You do.
No, I have, like, I have a silly girl next door one or something to come hither, you know. I'm more of the silly girl next door thing. So
at
least
like
that's how I sound to me. Everybody, you know, everyone sounds different to themselves, I think. Like, personally,
mm-hmm.
I hate hearing my voice on tape or anything. So it's like, oh, God, is that me? Really?
No. I used to be like
God.
That. Now I'm just, I love myself.
You never
okay.
like that? Do you always go, oh, my God, is that my voice again?
I used to, and now I've heard it so much. That it doesn't affect me like that anymore, so I'm just conceited.
See, I get you. Okay, so totally in my head, I'm going, so who is that black girl that sounds like a white girl? And I'm like, oh, shoot, that's me, isn't it?
Oh,
it totally hits me in the head every time. I'm just like, God, do I really sound like that? Oh, my God. Oh, well, that's how I sound. Whatever, fuck it. Nothing I can do about it. Right. Okay, guys, sorry, you know, got a little sidetracked there again. But you know what? Today on the download, we're talking about suing the mistress and other revenge. And to be honest with you, the reason why this all came up is because in the news a couple of days ago, and Alana, you're still better at this, so you're in control of the name, was...
V Stiviano.
Because I'm going to think of that bitch who changed her name to make her sound like she was a fake Italian.
Let's just call her Italian.
Because it's so funny. So, okay.
Yes. She is the visor girl who wanted to hide her face and not have anybody know what she looked like. But that
didn't
help her at because she tried to go to the club, and security guard turned her away and wouldn't let her in. Yeah, for real. For real. That's some funny shit. That's what happens.
You know,
when you
first
sell
of all, that
freaking man.
Visor was just some funny shit in the first place. I mean, she just made a mockery of being the other woman. I mean,
yes.
Quite honest, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so this is where I got mad, and this is where I don't. Well, on some parts, I kind of want to get her sued, but she just made a mockery of being a mistress with her outlandish. The way she carried herself through the whole thing, it was just kind of crazy.
Yes.
And then, first of all, being a snitch in the first place.
Oh,
if you're
going
to take the money, then you need to shut your mouth. Exactly. If you felt that badly about it, you should have walked away a long time ago.
Exactly. This wasn't something new. He didn't just start saying shit to her. And then,
which tells
me
that you were literally only in it for the money, nothing else.
Exactly. And if she knew he had a problem with that kind of stuff, then she shouldn't have been flaunting her outside behavior, you know, on Instagram. And to him, that's a real ticket, honey. Don't be an idiot rubbing the big black dick in his face, all the men she's, you know, the basketball players she was probably trying to get with to make her feel better about being with an 80-plus-year-old man.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, right now, and I got to say this because this really makes me think of this, too. Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes.
But you know what? I don't think that she had such disdain for the old man she was dating as much as this girl did for this old man. I think she genuinely kind of liked the guy. But, you know, she was also having fun. But she genuinely kind of liked the guy. I doubt they were having sex like everybody thinks. I think but don't get me wrong, I also genuinely think she was like, the only reason I'm sticking around is because of the money. But he was probably still kind of a cool guy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure, you know, I mean, the stories that I've seen, the movie, all that stuff, they really portray how much...
It's kind of like dating Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, he was an oil tycoon, wasn't he?
Yeah. Actually, it's exactly like dating Hugh Hefner. Nobody's dating Hugh Hefner because, oh, my God, he's so fine, and I just want to marry him and have his babies. There's not one girl who's been dating him for the last 35 years. Or more, really was thinking that, and who can honestly say that's what they were thinking. It was more about, you know, the title and everything, and nobody's bitching about them, you know,
they're
glorifying them. So
yeah, it's exactly. And he had 7 on his arm.
Yes,
but he also wasn't married. He also didn't have a wife.
Yeah, let's do this. You're right. He also wasn't married, because don't get me wrong, Hugh Hefner is my idol, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love him.
And I love the man. I love the man. And let's face it, I would absolutely hook up with Hef in a fucking heartbeat. He could get half the sentence out, and I'd be on his back. You know,
so
me,
now it's just on reputation alone. You just have to do it, though.
Yes. Exactly.
It's reputation alone.
Right. Donald certainly doesn't have that same kind of clout. But the reason why this lawsuit concerns me is because it may start a trend.
Well, you know, I wanted to say this because this is why, you know, when I saw this article, I thought the same thing because I know this type of thing had come up before. And I also was thinking the same thing. Is this a trend? Because this is the second time I've heard it. I will say this. The first time we heard it, though, was almost like 15 years ago. It is such a humongous thing that never happens that when it does happen, it really does hit the news, that it seems like it happened yesterday.
Exactly. And what bothers me about, too, this suit and the things that, Don Sterling's wife is saying is that Studiano played upon his age and took advantage of
him. Yeah, I don't
believe
any of that.
Are you kidding me, bitch?
No,
give me
no.
a fucking break. That is, I'm sorry for my language, but good Lord, lady. Go exactly like she is.
Yes.
She's not in her 80s. She's younger than Donald. Did you take advantage of him? I mean, it's just stupid. You can tell I'm heated about it.
You know, I got to give a big hello and thanks out to JSPH, which we know who you are anyway, so almost gave it away, but we know. We want to say hi. Don't worry. We forgive you. It's no big deal. As long as you're listening now, we love you too. So
that's right.
he's in the chat room with us right now.
Yeah.
So just wanted to give a big hi after that. We have a few guests in the chat room, too. I want to say hi to them also real quick. And you are listening to The Down Low here on Dollhouse Radio, and I'm your host, Sierra Devine. And we were just blah, blah, blahing away, and we might let you in on the conversation pretty soon here. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Should we let them in? I'm not sure.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I guess we should let you guys in on this. You seem like you're, like, really, really wanting to talk about it, but I did want to take just a little bit of a break before I did that. I know I'm total
nice.
Teased. But, but before we go on break, real quick, though, I think this whole thing with her, she was just, like I said, she was a really bad mistress. I mean, if you're going to be a mistress, you don't do the things that she did. And she had a, you know, I know for a fact, well, I shouldn't say I know for a fact, but come on, it's pretty obvious that his wife knew about her all along.
Absolutely.
This is not some secret. Yeah.
They were public. You could, I mean, she was at the games with him. This is, it's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for saying that, but it's just this bullshit.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. And to be honest with you, I mean, I understand if you're mad and upset, but at this particular point in this relationship, it's your husband you need to be more mad about him. And not for being
exactly.
with the mistress at this point. It's really more about him being a dumbass.
That's
and
fancy.
He should have known there was just certain things he shouldn't have done in front of her in the first place.
Exactly.
So it really comes down to him being a dumbass.
100%.
And you hoping that you don't lose face in all of this.
I think this lawsuit is about humiliation. I think she now just wants to drag this girl back through the mud. She called the police saying that someone had broken into the house and that Stiviano was there and had broken in. She wasn't even there, and it wasn't even her house she was calling the cops on. It was Donald's home.
Are you serious?
So I think his wife has gone from being the estranged wife living away to almost stalker status because of her obsession now with Stiviano.
Well, you know, and that's another thing I wanted to talk about, too. You know, sometimes you can go from being, don't get me wrong. If you find out that your other half is cheating on you and you find out about the other person, you want to do some things. I think a certain amount of revenge is, you know, okay. But then there's sometimes where you just go overboard and get completely crazy, you know. And you do really crazy, just stupid, just, you know, just to drag it. You know, making somebody else miserable when it's also making you miserable does not work.
Exactly. And really, his wife is never going to get closure by continuing to go off after this crazy chick. It's just not going to happen.
I mean,
to
be honest with you, the best thing
life.
She could have done is just walked away and done
exactly.
other things and been like, you know what, I have nothing to do with you all anymore, I'm done. Because people were
right.
like, oh, well, she's bigger and better than that. But, okay, really quickly here, we're going to run to a break. I'm sorry about that. We're going to run to a break here real quick. We got a little Dennis Good here. And I don't know, I just thought this might be an appropriate song. We'll see if that, because I hadn't heard it yet, but we'll see what happens here. But I think it might sound good, so going down, doing this good.
Said I'm a New York nigga, I don't need no luck. I'm a good ass nigga, what's up? Ha. I ain't worried about later, girl, I'm thinking right now. Face in the pillow with your ass in the clouds. The neighbors know my name, yeah, I get around town. And that's probably why you standing right here, right now. Just a few shots from my bed right now about to apply pressure and here it's going down. And here it's going down. I said just a few shots from my bed right now, right now. We're about to apply pressure and here it's going down. Down, down, down. Set them all away. Turned up, 100 bottles in here, got me worked up. Pop, pop it for real, you in a safe zone. Keep the gas pedal on and leave the brakes off. Booty big, but her waist small. You got me harder than a baseball. One thing on my mind, tell me when, baby, give me the time. I'ma lick it and dick it and let you know that it's mine. Never say it's too much, can't get enough. Getting head before I even wake up. With her is a cup, tell the bartender pour it up. She said I'm flying the water just like the Mighty Duck. I said you fucking with the best in the field. But girl, that ass is about to get killed. When touching the spill, goggles on, it's about to get real. I'ma dive in the kitty for real, for real. I ain't worried about later, girl, I'm thinking right now. Face in the pillow with your ass in the clouds. The neighbors know my name, yeah, I get around town. And that's probably why you standing right here, right now. Just a few shots from my bed right now, right now. About to apply pressure and here it's going down. And here it's going down. I said just a few shots from my bed right now, right now. About to apply pressure and here it's going down. I'm so fucked up in here. Yeah, it's going down. I'm so fucked up in here. Yeah.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the download. Actually, you know what? I think I did good, didn't I? Anyway, what's our topic?
Yes. You did it. You did it, girl.
I think I did good. That one fit.
I'm popping my big old booty to it.
Just to let you know, y'all, that was Dennis Good, and the name of the song was Going Down. I just thought it just fit perfectly with our topic tonight. So, you know, if you didn't feel it, sorry, but, you know, feel what we're talking about tonight. So, in other words, just get over it.
Get over it.
Just get over it. Oh, my gosh. So tonight we're talking about, you know, suing the mistress and, I know, yeah, you can't do that, shouldn't do that. Suing the mistress and other revenge things. And, you know, we've talked about Savannah's, yes, I can't say her name because, you know what, I just refuse to remember it. I just don't like her, so I refuse to remember it. And when I don't like people, I just refuse to remember your name no matter what.
Oh.
That is just one of those things that that's one of my things. If I don't like you, I just refuse to ever remember your name. I will call you everything but your name.
That's funny. I'm the exact opposite. That's probably
really?
Why I remember her name so much. It is permanently ingrained in my brain. I will never forget you.
Oh, my God. I'm totally like, what's her name on Empire? But I can't. When I don't like you, I can't remember your name. You're like, Honey Boo Boo, what?
Oh, right.
Or she's Rara. I don't know what her name is. I really
don't
care. I don't have time to remember your name. It's not worth it to me. But, you know, that is one of those things where I am as who I am, kind of vengeful sometimes and revenge. But I haven't you ever gotten revenge on somebody for doing something? Or, I mean, I've gotten revenge on a boyfriend for cheating on me before.
Yes, yes, girl, you just totally made a bubble go off of my head, and
I hopefully didn't get you in jail, though. Okay, you got to tell us.
No, so last week on the show, you said something to me, to our listeners and everyone. You talked about how you go around your man's office and his job to kind of remind the chicks. And I'm like, oh, I don't do that.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah.
Okay. So I can't believe this, but I on that very next day, I found out that my dude was being sexually harassed at his job. By his boss, to the point where she was making all these advances, and he just kept rejecting
them.
This
is why you pop up periodically a lot.
Right. Well, needless to say, she came to him that same day, and because he wasn't, you know, falling for it, he wasn't into it. I mean, come on, I'm his chick. If you're a half-rate version of me, he's not going to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she basically told him she was a terrible instructor, because he teaches Pilates, and that if he didn't change, i.e. kiss her ass, he was going to get fired. So he quit his job. And this all happened. This happened this very
We have to clap for him.
Yes. But, and so he quit this Tuesday, and I was just like, baby, I got you. You
mm-hmm.
had to step away because this woman was trying to get his shoes, and that's okay. I'm going to take care of that. So I felt the need. You just reminded me about revenge because I've been thinking about how I'm going to get even. And it reminded me. So sorry to take us off track, but I had to share that this was going on for almost a year, and I had no idea. How do you like that shit? Crazy.
So, yeah, you have to know these things. You don't always act on
it,
but you have to know these things. You got to pop up.
Yes, I think that if I
well, I've learned this a hard way about there's certain okay, there's certain things that come down as nosy,
right?
As maybe being too aggressive, over the top, and there's other things where you know you go, oh, they just care, and then also okay, and same with once you get upset with somebody, and people are they're like, oh, you're so calm and everything. I'm like, no, I'm not actually calm. You didn't know me 20 years ago, I would have killed you. But now
exactly.
I go somewhere and I calmly think about how I'm going to completely annihilate you.
Yes, right. Exactly. If we're quiet,
and while I'm doing it, I'm going to be very nice about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I think the worst things come out of anger. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I just the worst things
absolutely.
Come out of anger.
I know it's so funny because I this conversation I felt like the wife. I felt like the other woman. I was like, doesn't she know you have a family and you're married?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently comments were made that my husband should be with her. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, I was just completely blindsided. You know what I'm saying? I had no
idea.
It's
funny because it's also the same conversation we had about, and, okay, so, and this is something I don't condone. Women who purposely just chase after somebody who they know
yes.
is taken. That's a
yes.
whole nother feel. But when you just purposely chase, and you already know it, and you're just going to go out of your way to try to get them to do this. That's
exactly.
not cool.
Exactly. Exactly. I think she thought she was going to be mama. You know, the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
She's got money. She doesn't realize I'm mama. I'm mama, honey. So it's like I've got my game. I got
yeah,
my voice.
I'm mama.
You
I'm
know.
In charge of this.
Oh, no. Absolutely. I have my cake and eat it, too. So don't forget that.
But, yeah, I always say there's a difference between those who actually chase after people who are in relationships and just literally just go after them instead of those who just, you know, okay, we happen to find ourselves in a relationship, and now I hear out, now, wait a minute, you're married?
Right, right.
There's a whole
exactly.
different feeling of betrayal on both ends.
Yes. And,
so, you
know, I don't
know
about
have
you.
To.
I'm the
oh,
kind of woman that, like, for a woman like her to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and he rejects her, so he's not
mm-hmm.
fun to have around anymore and she's mistreating him and things like that. Me, just like you said a few minutes ago, 10 years ago, I would have been at your place of business humiliating you in front of everyone and then mopping your wooden floors with your face. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
that,
right.
that was me. For those same reasons, you know, and now I'm calm.
It doesn't get the
I'm
proper
thinking,
results anymore.
No, and I don't want her to be able to sue me like this bitch is suing Stiviano.
Right.
If you're going to sue me, it's because I beat your ass, not because I stole your man.
Exactly, exactly. It's got to be for something better
I'm
gonna than that.
I'm going to make it worth it. Exactly. And that's the other thing that's messed up. Stiviano earns every single dollar to be with a man like Donald.
You know, and I have
what?
To say that, you know, as much, well, honestly, her behavior completely disgusts me. I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
And as a woman, I have the right to do like one. I have a right to like one whore and not like another. Okay. Let's just put
That's
it.
Right.
Let's just be blunt. I have the right to like one whore and not the other for different reasons, and some I find moral. Morally, I think she was morally wrong on so many levels.
Yes.
If you're going to be, you know, you're sleeping with a married man. There's certain things, the confidences are kept between you two. And
yes,
if you feel this way about him, the way he feels about, if you feel like he's a racist and this is a moral thing, not just I'm having sex with you thing, then why are you still with this person, period? There's
Thank
not
you.
Enough, there
As
shouldn't
a
be
black
enough
woman.
Money for you to change your actual morals.
Totally, totally. If I was with a black man and he was constantly talking shit to me about white women and me being a white woman, at some
mm-hmm.
point I would have to be like, yo, dude, you're putting me down. You know, the same way a guy would put me down for being a porn star.
I'm going to go as far as you were talking shit about some race that happens to be a few generations back. I'm sorry. Just
yeah.
back. If you go four or five generations back and that's where it is, I'm still going to cuss you out. Because you know
oh,
what
absolutely.
You shouldn't be doing, period.
No,
and
exactly.
I can't respect
exactly.
personally. I can't respect you anymore. And I'm sorry. And this is my thing. I have a hard time sleeping with somebody I don't respect.
Mhm.
That's where my. And if anybody ever wonder where my line is, that's my line. I can't sleep with somebody I don't respect.
Unless I'm pegging them, and then I'm like, bend over, dude. Bend over.
Unfortunately, I'm not even going to do that because I don't have time for that with you. I'm so bad that I can't give you any moments in my day because I don't respect you. So
Ooh.
Please move out of my
I like
way.
That.
I can't give you any moments at all. So just crazy, crazy thing. You know, okay, so we have, if I'm seeing correctly, because I don't have my glasses on, people. I know I'm being funny. I see quite a few people here in our chat room. We have Deidre Jackson is back. How you doing? Oh, it's okay
How
that
you
you're late. It's no problem at all. He's in Riverside, California. So
nice. That's
you're just enjoying the sun. Yeah, he's like I'm late because I was laying out getting a tan and I couldn't
Hell
come
yeah.
in. And,
That's right.
That's okay. We won't hold it against you today. you know, we do have a few people here in our We have quite a few people here in our phone lines here, and we are going to get to you all in I guess about 3, 2, 1 seconds. So let's see. First caller, how are you today? Area code 708. How are you today?
Oh, good evening. Hi, Sierra.
Hi,
Alana.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Awesome.
We are doing fine. Is this, okay, I'm going to guess. Is this Adrian?
Correct.
Just making sure. I could be wrong.
Yes, this is what, number 6 in a row right now that I called in and got answered?
Wow, you know what? We're going to have to shuffle you through the numbers from now on.
I know. I did not mean to call, but when I saw the subject line, I had to weigh in.
That's
and,
right.
And
okay,
you are making it way too interesting for me to say, like, oh, I think I'm just going to skip tonight. No. All right, I got to call in.
Well, I tried. I didn't know if I could. So, you know, I read about 5 minutes of research, got a little pissed off, and then decided to write about it.
Oh!
I found out a little something because they had the court hearing today, and something very interesting about this. But I, for one, I'm not really, for one, going back how the thing was recorded. Yes, she was dirty, but, you know, as you mentioned, karma kind of bites you, and Donald Sterling is not a Sterling type of person.
Oh, of course.
Well,
yeah. So, like, he's not
he's
known for his Sterling personality.
He's literally scum of the earth.
Yes. Right. So, and I know some people are coming down on her for doing something dirty, but yeah, the way he says stuff and then he's trying to backtrack and do damage control, it's really like you're digging yourself in deeper, guy. You might as well just shut your mouth. And he's worth $2.6 billion.
Exactly.
$2.6. They could make
a
profit.
I'm just waiting for him to kill over, so I can see where all the money goes and what happens after that.
Right.
I'm waiting for everybody to scramble after the money after he dies. You know, because you know what's going to happen. Hey, I'm not trying to wish for anybody to die. There's just some people I'm looking more forward to.
And from what I see, like, all right, every rich guy has the same personality. Hugh Hefner seems like a cool cat, period.
I want to see him live forever. If I could see him live to like 150, that would be like the coolest thing ever.
Totally.
And he would also confirm that the more girls you have, the younger you are. So.
Well, he found the fountain of youth right there. But going back is that Donald Sterling isn't really that, and his estranged wife, I think she's just bitter. It's almost like history repeat itself that you have. I don't want to go back to this point, but you know how plantation owners get with the
Doesn't it feel that way to me?
Yeah, and the wife of that plantation owner getting mad at that point. It's almost. Yeah, I don't mean to say it like a racial thing, but frankly it is, because from what Donald Sterling is saying, that he gives houses to his players, like, no, you do not own your team. I mean, you don't own your team like that. They work for you. You pay them. You don't give houses or cars away. But that was his statement. His own words betrayed him.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm shooting off from the hip, but I find all parties involved, they're not clean, and this is going to be kind of messy. And it's just going to get even
uglier. The biggest problem, and probably why it's more worrisome on this particular thing, is because every single party included in this is not clean. They all are fucked up. Usually there's like maybe one person and everybody else is good, but no, every last one of them are just fucked up people in the end.
But
I'm sorry, every last one of them are fucked up people. I'm just ready for them to go away.
Yeah. But one last thing that might change the subject matter is that old girl said that Donald Sterling has her as the beard.
Yes, that's right.
Wait a minute. When did this happen? Oh, wait a minute. So what is it?
5 hours ago on US Today on Google, they just say, like,
she know what a beard is? Does she know what a beard is? I'm going to have to research this. Guess what my Saturday will be about?
Yes, because he is known for his reputation. And the wife is saying, oh, he has Alzheimer's. She took advantage of him at age. This guy was known as a true businessman. If you get yourself taken like that, you deserve to get taken, or like you don't have somebody having your back like that.
I think he just happened to fire his publicist on the wrong day. That's just what I think. He fired his publicist on the wrong day, and he still hasn't found anybody to correct this problem.
But I know you got some other callers, but I also want to say in closing, happy birthday this weekend.
Thank you. Yes, it's my birthday. Okay. I was going to drop it all. I was going to be a whole diva and just like constantly say it all day today. But then I decided I'm not going to be a total diva. I'm going to be kind of sweet and let you all tell me happy birthday. But then if you said happy birthday, I can drop it for the rest of the night. There.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to be a total brat. I'll randomly put it in there where it's not supposed to. Matter of fact, we can make a drinking game out of it.
Every time I say it's my birthday or I drop my birthday, you all can have a drink out there. So
nice.
Like a half a bottle of something ready. We're only going to get to like a half a bottle, maybe.
Nice.
Then we'll all be celebrating my birthday together. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always been a pleasure. Okay. You too. Good night.
Oh my gosh. I always enjoy his chats. He's always. What did I do wrong?
Very informative.
Very informative. You know what? He's probably going, what the hell? You haven't taken me off. I can't figure it out. There we go. Okay. So.
$6 billion means 2.5 is nothing.
That's a lot of money. I mean, imagine. Okay, so imagine. But it makes me think this. If this becomes a precedent. So imagine you fall in love with a married man. You're not worth a goddamn dime, because this is usually true, okay? This is the usual thing.
Right.
You're not worth anything. He's worth a couple of, I don't know, let's just say $50,000, $60,000 a year. We'll go $60,000.
Yeah.
No, we'll go $80,000 a year. That sounds about average, right? $80,000 a year?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to go with that's average. That's what I think it is. So, okay, I'm really being serious. Is that about right?
I'm not sure. How much money do people normally make?
I don't know. Average guy makes about what? I'm going to go the average guy in his 50s makes about $80,000 a year. I'm not sure on that number, but I'm just saying that. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe even $100,000,
okay.
But at least $80,000 a year. God, wait a minute. $80,000 seems kind of low, though. Okay,
well, but in this world where many men are unemployed because of the economy.
Well, I'm not growing with those guys. You can't afford a mistress if you're unemployed. That's
so
just stupid. Okay, let me just tell you one thing first. If you're going to have a mistress, women are expensive no matter who they are in your life, but we are all expensive. So I'm going 80 to 100,000 a year. If you get in trouble, you got to give half to your wife anyway, right? You have to pay for any children that you have. If she sues the mistress, and I think with the very first article of that, which was a woman out of North Carolina who sued the mistress, and she got $9 million. I don't know if you saw that. And this was about 15 years ago. She got $9 million. That was the biggest settlement ever. And she literally was blindsided. It wasn't one of those things she knew was going on. She was literally blindsided. She thought she had a wonderful marriage. They had kids. So, but imagine this happens. So now you're paying alimony. You're paying for the children. And now you, because by the way, when she did this, the mistress isn't the one that has to pay the money. It's actually him that has to pay the money for the mistress. I don't know if you saw that.
Fucking crazy. No.
So he's out of, like, so much money.
Wow.
Yeah,
that just blows my mind.
When I saw it and I read it and I was like, well, he probably, okay, first of all, she was, like, a very strict religious woman. It's the first man she's ever been with. They've been together for, like, 30-something years.
Wow.
He should have. But, you know, my big thing is when it comes to this, when to getting mad at somebody like this, I'd be way more mad at him than the mistress.
Exactly.
Come on, he told her all kinds of lies.
Totally. Absolutely.
All kinds of lies.
And as we've said, most mistresses don't go into the situation looking for that person to be married.
That rarely, I mean, I hate to say this to those who are going, oh, if you seek those kind of thing, you think you're seeking out. Most mistresses don't end up, they don't start off in this kind of relationship. It ends up that way after a while. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. And by that time, you're so far in, it's like, well, what am I going to do now? And in most cases, we're not talking about women. I hate to say this. Well, I don't hate to say this because it's actually probably a good thing because these are the girls. You're not talking about women who are 22 years old, 23 years old, who are the mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, in their 30s.
These are women who have been looking for a husband for a long time.
This is true, exactly.
These
and
are 20
single.
Women who are 20, well, we don't really call, well, us women, we don't call them women. Girls who are in their 20s and are the mistress of some man, they know they're never going to marry this guy and eventually they're going to find the love of their life. They plan on moving on.
Yeah,
but when you
true.
Get to a certain age, no, you get attached to people.
Damn it, girl. Preach on. You are so right.
I'm sorry. I'm in one of those modes tonight. You know, I said it was going to be about the other half, and now look at me. I'm not doing it. It's still about us, isn't it?
It's always going to be about us, honey. Well, I did a little bit on the other half when I was talking about, you know, the work issue and that I should have been popping up there.
Right.
That for a brief moment.
Well, you know what? I always say this. Look, coming from, because we started our relationship in a certain way and now we've moved on to way beyond that. Yeah, I don't ever worry. I'm not worried about that.
Right.
But I do want to make sure that my presence is always known. And I think a lot of times that women forget that their presence needs to be known. Because
yes.
If you're not seen, you're not thought about either.
Yes.
So if you're not, always make sure you're seen.
Absolutely.
If you're not seen, you're not thought about.
Exactly.
So, hate to say, but that is my piece of advice for tonight. And it's like, I mean, and though we were talking about revenge, I think one of my biggest revenges, okay, for me, my revenge is when someone has really done something so wrong where I realize, okay, you've totally fucked up. And I like to say it's the Aries in me, though I don't always believe in this whole Aries thing and, you know, different signs. So the Aries in me does this. I give you one time to do it, and I may argue with you. Second time you do it, I'm planning your demise, and I'm being very nice about it, and
right.
I'm going to be very cool. And then I'm going to ask you things that I don't normally ask you because I'm asking for a reason. And it may not take a week or two. It may take 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden, one day, I just won't be there. You'll come home, and I'll be completely gone. And that just, like, walked out the door, living on the street, like, gone. I have a brand new house. You can't even find me. Gone.
Right.
I say this from experience.
Don't
get me wrong.
True.
I will take everything that only belongs to me out of the house. But I also will empty out enough out of your bank account and whatever money I have saved over this time while I was planning between your bank account and whatever to plan where I'm going and what I'm going to do next. So you will be paying for my lawyer. Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it out of pocket.
That's fucking awesome.
And then that's when I'll confront you and be like, okay, so let me tell you why I left.
Exactly.
This is what happened on such and such date. So, yeah, I'm one of those. But I just find that, I find that more fun to do. And then I just find personally that vengeance is a dish that's best served on surprise, not cold, just on surprise.
Exactly.
You should be completely surprised.
Then it's more
effective. There's nothing better than completely surprised. That's the thing. You know what? We have... I was going to say we have one more caller, but unfortunately we only have 2 more minutes left, so unfortunately I cannot get to you. Ooh, actually I see 2 more callers. Sorry, guys. Okay, so we can't get to you real quick. But you know what? Don't worry, because we're coming back next week, Friday, 11 o'clock p.m., and we expect you to be here and to tell everything that you're going to tell us. In the meantime, though, you can find us during the rest of the week, actually a new website called thedownloadlive.com, and you can ask TDL for all of the, anything that you want to know that's going on in your relationship, and you don't want the whole world to know, you just want, like, a few such people to know. You know, don't put your real name. Anyway, and you can find us also on Twitter. I'm sorry, the thing is talking in my ear. You can also find us at Twitter at the Download Live. It's at the Download Live. And Alana, where can we find the rest of you?
You can follow me at Alana Evans XXX and my website, honedbygirls.com.
Oh, my God, I have to check it out because I've been dying to check that out. Do it again one more time because, you know, I have so much fun with that.
Yes, it's P-W-N-E-D, honedbygirls.com.
Okay, cool. So, okay, guys, we will be back next Friday here on Dalhouse Radio, and we are so looking forward to you all calling in and telling us.
Lola will be back.
Yes, Lola will be back. We're waiting for Lola. So, on that note, guys, I am going to sign out of here, and we will see you next week. As soon as I can find our song. I don't know if I can find it. I can't. So I'm just going to go right here.